Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, we will take your calls about anything. And then, Derek, I want to talk about this high school drama in more than one way.
Yes.
More than one type of drama is going on here. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Scott the Bigot is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, and Mark.
Hi, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Derek J. How are you?
Very well. How are you this fine day?
I'm very happy. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Occupy Wall Street is making tremendous progress. And do you know that the American Nazi Party and the American Communist Party have joined forces?
Is that the progress you're speaking of?
Folks.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
Sorry. The American Nazi Party would not be allowed at the Occupy event.
Well, they have a presence there.
I can't imagine that there's a lot of tolerance being shown towards those people. As I understand it, there was a story out of Occupy Wall Street where some people that were, I don't know, running some kind of table started calling people racist names, and they were not being very nice. And it was made very clear to them after that point, once it was discovered that they were being racist towards folks there, that they were no longer welcome.
Anyway,
this is a very tolerant group of people, and I can see them tolerating a lot out of somebody who's being around them, but I can't see that being the
tolerant
case.
Tolerant folks generally don't tolerate intolerance. I mean, that's just kind of one of the
I don't want to be around racist
positions. I'm just telling you that
I only tolerate you, Scott, because you're entertaining to tear apart on the radio and to show how inconsistent and just wrong-headed your beliefs are to essentially use you as a demonstration
a foil for
the ideas of freedom and individual liberty and focusing on what a person, a human being individually believes and what they individually do versus the color of their hair or their sexual orientation or how old they are or, you know, the color
kind of lineage.
Yeah.
There's millions of Americans just like me in America.
Millions, you think?
Millions. I think that's a little...
Many choose to be in the closet bigots, but I assure you they're out there.
That much is true.
Scott, are you saying that the American Nazi Party is at Occupy Wall Street, what, with signs, or are they doing a march, or what is their presence?
My understanding is sort of vague, but the general gist of it is this, that somehow they have a presence there, and that they are either financially or somewhat backing up the ranks of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
It sounds like a paranoid conspiracy theory. I'd say that if they have a presence, they're likely wearing police uniforms.
But I'm going to tell you something. Whatever's going on there, the American people can rest assured one thing, that millions of Americans on Main Street, the working class people of America that work hard for a living, they realize that international Jewish finance has hijacked our economic system, and that doesn't even include...
Of course, you ignore the fact that the financial markets are full of, and the banks and those folks are full of people that aren't Jews. You choose to focus on one group of people because of some sort of an obsession that you have. Now, was it your mother that taught you this?
The big boys,
Sandra.
You want to know who taught me my anti-Semitism?
Yes. Yeah. Well, who taught you to hate? Where did this come from?
I learned it through life, through having a bunch of rich. The most traumatic thing for me was being swindled out of 190 grand. That opened up my eyes.
What was this now?
What's that?
How did that happen?
Well, I invested $190,000. My dad's money as well.
Is this with Lehman Brothers?
Lehman Brothers that went bust.
Right.
And they were in business for 157 years. They should have never gone out of business. They went out of business because of Richard Fuld, who's a disgrace.
Lehman Brothers? Is it what did they do?
Oh, they were giant brokerage house.
So you gave them all your money and you said, "Here, invest this for me." It sounds like you were the one that should have been a little more cautious.
No, let me explain. It's not like I was playing crap or anything. They were a legendary
Past performance is not an indicator of future success.
This isn't Scott's fault. Hold on just a second. I mean, the fact is that a company went out of business. But that doesn't have to do with the lineage of the people that are in charge of that company, or whatever.
You can invest money in all kinds of things that'll fail.
If the government allows these organizations to incorporate and protect the people that are in them, Jewish or not, from their own actions. But the fact is, Scott, I've been swindled out of money. One of the guys was of Czech lineage. Another guy was of German lineage. I mean, you know, what's the point here? If I go through the lineage of all the people that have swindled me, I don't think I'm going to come up with Jew on the top.
It's more than that. It's that when I look at America as a whole, I see the tremendous damage that the Jews have inflicted upon the United States. I don't know if you know where to begin.
You're just so sad, just so transparent. I mean, you have this agenda, and I don't understand. You still haven't answered. Where does it come from? Are you going to claim to me, Scott? Hold on. Are you going to claim to me that the reason why you hate Jewish people is because you lost money with Lehman Brothers?
That's one factor.
There's more to it than that. Somebody taught you to hate when you were growing up. Who was it?
I don't know. This has to be when you.
I guess you could say I have no one to blame, but I read it. I started reading Mein Kampf and I started reading the Protocols.
When was that?
So I self-educated myself.
When in your life did you do that? Was it after you lost $190,000 or before?
I read Mein Kampf when I was maybe, 16, 17, 18.
So this was before the loss of your funds through Lehman Brothers.
Let me rephrase that. It intensified it.
Scott, would you say that if left untended, the mind leads to dark thoughts or positive thoughts?
If the mind is...
Yeah, because it sounds to me like if nobody taught you this hate, then your mind is just a garden that hasn't been weeded, and you have all of these hateful thoughts that just sprang out of nowhere, and you're just letting that happen to your mind.
I need something to latch onto, and I see that international Jewry has caused not only me, but it's tremendous damage to this country that we're seeing now. On Wall Street.
But the people, you're ignoring the people in power who are not just Jews. They're all kinds of different religious beliefs and even atheists as well. People in search of power are the ones that are forcing their way upon people. They're the ones that are oppressing people.
I agree. We have a Zionist occupied government. I absolutely agree.
Everything is about Jewishness for you, Scott, and it's just so sad. And you're saying it's because you read a book by Hitler is what led you down this path?
Not only that, I read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. That probably had more influence upon me.
Can someone recommend a good book for Scott to read that can help cancel all this ignorance?
Because I understand that this Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion is a hoax. I mean, it's a fake.
And, it's authentic.
Right, but that's what you say. But there are a lot more people that say otherwise.
Diary of Anne Frank, Eli Wiesel.
Henry Ford proved that he was a genius. Henry Ford was a genius.
He was a socialist.
What's that?
Well, he may have been a genius, but he was also a socialist.
A Nazi.
He was a genius who published it.
Was Hitler also a genius? I'm just curious.
What's that?
Was Hitler also a genius?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See you later.
Oh,
1-855-450-FREE. Disgusting.
I don't know that you can't.
Oh.
Wait a second. I don't know that one can exclude Hitler from being a genius. I mean, nobody rises through the ranks without having an incredible understanding of human nature. This guy was able to propel himself up into a leadership position without ever actually having to win an election.
Oh, he's a master manipulator.
You get other descriptive terms, but I think genius gets yanked from you when you kill 6 million people. 12 million people?
Evil genius.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. If you include that suffix, right? It's got to be evil genius.
1-855-450-FREE is the number here. Let's talk more about tolerance, Derek.
Yes, well, there are some people in this world who do tolerate others who are different from them.
Yes.
Most of the people I know. I was shocked to hear that a public school in Hartford, Connecticut, made news by making their high school musical this year be Xanadont, a very gay musical.
Let's talk more about that in moments here at 855-453. Obviously, something like that is really going to stir up some controversy. So we'll find. I don't know why it should, but it does. Because people are still, really uppity about this issue. They haven't quite gotten over it yet. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. You can take control of the airwaves. And who better to tell us about it than Derek J?
Woohoo!
It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Go and get interactive over on the bulletin board system there, bbs.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and it's all free, like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar-powered generating system can give you the basics in an emergency, or be expanded to handle your whole house. It'll take a freezer or refrigerator, a well pump, and maybe a couple of other things, completely off the grid. Full time. It's not just like a generator that you buy and you stick in your shed until you need it. This generator's working all the time. The costs are commensurate to a generator of its size of all other types, and it's going to start paying you back, whereas a generator won't do that. Also, it can be expanded with other solar power units or wind power or water power or whatever you want. This system can handle all of those things. The SG1 is an amazing system. I would encourage you to go to freetalklivesolar.com. They have experts standing by even now that you can call for free education on their system, solar power in general, power to get you off the grid. It's freetalklivesolar.com. I highly recommend this system and this company, freetalklivesolar.com.
All right, so 1-855-450-FREE is the number, and we'll, of course, take your calls about anything. But, Derek, you were going to tell us about a story out of somewhere in Connecticut.
Yes.
Where a high school has put on a play called Xana Don't.
Exactly.
Which is
right.
Very, very gay-friendly, and so inevitably that's going to upset some very, let's say, stick-up-the-butt types who are very...
yeah, for lack of a better term. Yeah. This happened in a Hartford public high school, and they chose this as their musical that they were going to do for their high school production this year, as many public high schools do. And this play, I don't know why they chose it, but I want to give them a huge pat on the back and a kudos and all the congratulations I can.
It probably would have been controversial just to have gay characters in a normal play.
Exactly. It would have been controversial to have even one gay character, but yeah. In Xana Don't, it's okay, so I can give you some backstory about it.
Seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's a fairy tale that takes place in, like, a bizarro modern-day America where gays are the norm, and there are heteros, but they have
to... Are they in the closet?
Yeah, exactly. They have to hide their love or face the spite of homos everywhere. It really... If you are gay and you're watching this... I can speak for myself. I was touched just seeing how well this musical, frames the situation and what it feels like for a gay person to live in a world where they are different. And so to flip the switch and have the heteros play that role was just beautiful.
Yes,
so there are scenes where, you know, there's love in the army between two hetero couples and they have to hide it, and the gays are singing their songs about how much they love their version of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which keeps the heteros at bay. Mm-hmm. And, there are hetero kisses even, which are the controversial part of the show.
Right.
But tons of gay kisses, just about as many as any hetero musical you would expect.
Some people would just be upset about high school kids kissing in a play, period. So, like, got three different levels of upset here. One, that
it's
high schoolers are allowed to kiss. Two, that there are gay characters. Three, that it's, you know, pro-gay as well.
It is, and it's just amazing. I'm so pleased with the staff at this school who chose this play and executed it just like they have cojones. And
I would agree with that. Now, one thing I would have to say is that, you know, I mean, what it draws up for me is I believe that everybody, that the public school model is unsustainable because everybody's opinion is as valuable as everybody else's because they all have to pay into it. And this is what is wrong about it. So I believe the fundamentalist Christian that believes that this is immoral's opinion is valid, that this play shouldn't go on. As well as I believe that the flaming homosexual with the headdress on the showgirl outfit and the whole deal, believing that this is the thing that they should have, I believe that his or her particular opinion is also valid.
But the problem is only one of them gets their way,
right.
And
only
everyone's
one gets
forced
their way,
to pay for it.
And this is the problem with public school. It is completely untenable.
Yeah, but you can't just do Guys and Dolls every year. You need to have one that's going to like shake things up and be semi-interesting.
I'm very interested in the way that this presents it, and I like it, personally. From my standpoint, if you ask Mark Edge, what does he think, I'm for it. However, I also think that the person who, you know, is indignant about this being going on in the school is also right.
Right, and I think that obviously the solution here is to not have government schools, then we won't have this problem. I was reading...
I agree, totally.
I was reading in The Onion, which they've had the Savage Love column in The Onion for a long time, as long as I can remember.
Right.
And Savage Love is written by Dan Savage. I'm going to tell you. It's a column written by Dan Savage. He's a gay guy, and it's an advice column. So it's like a love slash mostly sex relationships kind of advice column. And
like a real one? I mean, with The Onion, do you know?
Oh, this is real.
Okay.
Just to clarify for you, in The Onion, there's a second section called the AV Club where it's totally serious. I mean, it's kind of, it's movie reviews and band and music reviews and things like that.
Right, but it's not satire.
No, but it's still kind of written with that Onion flair to it, but it's definitely not satire. And so one of the parts of the AV Club is the Savage Love. There's like a couple cartoons as well. And so it's like on that page with the cartoons. And so in the Savage Love episode, he is writing about yet another gay high school student who has been, you know, brutally murdered.
Oh, God.
And is talking about what people can do kind of within the system about this and how, like, there's this group, and I don't have it in front of me, but where there's this group that reminds gay high schoolers that it gets better after high school.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it's called. ItGetsBetter.com
right,
or something.
Right, right. It was my understanding that he led that campaign.
I didn't know that much about it.
But. Yeah, a group of people anywhere in online could just make a little video documentary briefly to share their story
about
of
how it
gets
better.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But it's just
it
so sad.
Better. And I think that this is the best campaign I've seen all along.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is that it shows that, hey, look, government high school stinks. There's no other place nastier in the universe.
But they don't take it to the next step. I mean, to say it gets better means, well, buck up, kiddo. You'll make it out.
Yeah.
Maybe. And... you know, when the message should be, this is awful, and you're right, that is part of the message, but the solution isn't just wait it out. The solution should be, get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Get your kids out of there and get them into a school where tolerance is okay to show without having to be afraid of, you know, some tough jock kid coming and pummeling you.
Out of 9 out of 10 cases, you're probably talking about somebody who could stay home and homeschool themselves. I mean, you're talking about kids that are coming out of the closet or discovering their gayness at, what, 15 or 16 or 17 years old.
That's probably when they're admitting their gayness, not discovering.
Right. It's probably a little late.
Well, yeah. There's certainly, you know, kids were talking about gay stuff in fifth grade and stuff like that, but I don't think we entirely knew what it was all about.
Maybe you didn't know.
I didn't have to deal with these things.
When did you know you were gay?
I knew for a fact that I was gay in ninth grade, but there was lots of questioning going on since kindergarten.
Come back with more here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Maybe you've got some thoughts on Xanadont, high school plays that are outrageous to some and to others refreshing. 1-855-450-FREE. Of course, the solution's simple. You get the government out of high school, and then we can have a whole bunch of different types of schools, including one where someone like Scott the Bigot could send his kids. And I wouldn't have to send my kids anywhere near it.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website as well at freetalklive.com. We've got a BBS and archives and chat room, and it's all free. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by going and promoting us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Somebody had emailed while I was checking up on my old emails from the last 2 months, been kind of filtering through them, and I'm almost to the point of being caught up now, thankfully, after being in jail for 2 months. And somebody had said, well, can I make can we have like Free Talk Live door hangers, go around and hang them on people's doors? And I said, well,
you know. Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, if that's something you want to do, that's great. We've got graphics. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get the font that we use for the Free Talk Live logo. You can get the Free Talk Live logos, and you get them in what they call vector format, which is basically, it's not even a resolution of a graphic. It's a mathematical formula for a graphic. And
so it can go as big as it wanted.
Right,
you can put it on the side of a space shuttle.
Or a bus. Are so yeah. Cool.
The vector format stuff?
I know, yeah.
So you can get all that stuff, and it's all free. It's there over at promote.freetalklive.com. And then there are web banners and other things, so you get a bumper sticker for free as well. So you can put together whatever graphical thing you want to. In fact, some of the flyers that are at promote.freetalklive.com were created by Free Talk Live listeners. So if you put together something like a door hanger, once you've got the graphic and it's all done, send it to us. We'll put it up on the website, and then other people can use that. So that way it's kind of crowdsourced, I guess you could say, because I sure as hell don't have the graphic ability to go and put something like that together. So promote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story out of Connecticut. You're welcome to chime in on this or anything you want, 855-450-FREE. In this case, it's a high school that has put on Xana Don't. It's a play that is very gay-friendly. It reverses the world of what we have today, where gay people are in the minority. In this world, in the play, they are the majority, and straight people are the ones in the closet.
Exactly.
And so it's causing some outrage, yes?
Yes. So this triggered some responses. The local pastor went to speak with the principal and was sort of, you know, Bible thumping. But I, to my surprise, the principal didn't back down, supported the people who put on the play, reminded the audience and the pastor that this is just another play, like the rest of the plays that the high school does, about enjoying the loving another human being and sharing a life of happiness with another person.
Would the pastor have been upset if the play was about war?
Yeah, I would be interested.
War, right?
The Red Badge of Courage.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or the play we mentioned earlier, Guys and Dolls, which is filled with sinners. So I think there's tons of sinning that happens in musicals. It's usually part of the plot.
That's why people go to watch them.
Right, whether it's a musical or a movie, I mean, we watch these things because of conflict.
Typically. Right, but this seemed to strike a nerve with the local community. And one thing I will say I support, a response that was triggered by some of the students at the play, is that there was what seemed to be an organized walkout. Now, I am gay. I am supportive of the school for putting on this play. I love it myself. But I am also supportive of this group of people who walked out right after the gay kiss scene. They were all wearing football jerseys. It seemed like they were all from the football team, and they had organized some sort of walkout saying they were
This play sucks.
Yeah, but but they were non-verbally communicating their displeasure with the school's choices, and I support their right to do that.
I figured the football team would be non-verbal.
Look, man, I mean, you're only being as stereotypical as football team's being about
JJ's a former football player, so that's not fair.
Yeah, and some of my friends have been football players who are supportive of gays, so I don't think it's a football statement as much as it is.
Yeah, but you want to talk about some repressed homosexuality, right? I mean, look no further than American football.
Yeah.
These are the kinds of guys who are going to be very outwardly hetero, but yet during the games they're doing
slapping
all
each other on the asses,
butt slapping and grabbing, and you know all kinds of real kind of serious homosexual overtones.
It's nothing like European soccer.
There's nothing homosexual about slapping a man's butt unless you think it's homosexual, Ian.
I don't care. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm just saying
saying that you call them homosexual overtones because you interpret them as homosexual overtones.
What? I don't know.
I wouldn't go around grabbing other men's buttocks. I mean, that's just not something I'm interested in doing.
Okay.
And I'm not somebody who preaches against homosexuality at the same time behaving in that way.
But I'll bet most professional football players have done it more times than you have, is the only point.
Have grabbed buttocks?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with a good buttocks grab.
Yeah,
no, I'm not against the action.
Yeah, but what happened to slapping each other on the back? Like, you know, give a pat on the back? What happened to that? I just think that
American
football is really gay.
Well, right, and the game itself is designed where you put your hands all over another guy in various different places. I mean, same thing with wrestling, with not pro wrestling, but the high school wrestling.
Well, I was surprised. Maybe it was their repressed homosexuality that made them react in this way, but I was surprised to hear that they walked out and, you know, that I support them in doing that and in whatever they want to say, because they're forced into this awful school situation just like everybody else. They don't get to have a say in what happens at their school. So this is the only kind of say they had. Good for them for exercising it.
1-855-450-FREE. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Bill is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bill. Bill? I should probably press the button, shouldn't I? Bill in Indy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Bill, go ahead with your thoughts.
Is Daryl, is he gay, I believe?
Derek is here with us.
Derek, he's also gay, isn't he?
Yes, I am the only gay one I know of on the show.
Wonderful.
Stephanie is bisexual.
Right, no, I meant tonight.
Right, okay.
You know, this bisexual stuff, that's just a kind of a cop-out in my opinion. But anyway, I guess theoretically you could be that, but I love that word, bi-curious. It's people that are gay that just won't admit it, but okay. But what's wrong with, when we were in school, there were gays, obviously. Well, I shouldn't say obviously, but, you know, I knew it obviously after I hit the bars later on. But, hey, why do you have to be anybody have to be out when they're 16, 17 years old and just keep it to yourself? That's why.
I was an out heterosexual in high school.
Well, I know. That's illogical. That should be out of there, too. The idea of holding hands down the hall, the guy and the gal holding hands walking down the hall should not be tolerated either. No physical,
why?
No physical
An expression
touch.
Of love?
Well, no, yeah, this is one of the
there,
problems. I have a severe disagreement with this.
Love. You're there to learn.
Well, I went to a Christian school where all sorts of physical touching were unacceptable, and you know what? It happened anyway.
That's fine, as long as you don't have to see it.
No,
Hold on.
This is so outrageous.
No.
This is even more outrageous than bigotry. This is just like bigotry against love. Like, this
not
is horrible.
Bigotry. No, you want them to have sex in the halls? No, you do that behind closed doors.
Come on, please. To suggest that, a peck on the cheek or a kiss or holding hands is akin to, throwing clothes off and having bodily fluids flying everywhere from some sexual activity, I think is pretty absurd. But also, what's really dangerous about this bill is that to have this mentality of, we shouldn't even tolerate holding hands, no public displays of affection whatsoever. This is school. Only learning should go on in this location. And it is this militaristic, anti-human viewpoint. Look, we are very social animals. We need to have contact. The kids that aren't loved by mom and dad, hold on, Bill. I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring you back here because this is worth discussing, I think, in detail. So stick with us. But the kids that have grown up without getting enough hugs and without being close enough to mom and dad, these are the ones that turn into serial killers. I mean,
exactly.
Human contact is so important.
It absolutely is. When I've read these fathering things, and they talk about the importance of sort of skin on skin contact with your children, and one can interpret that in whatever perverted way they want, but I believe this is extraordinarily important that you tickle and play with and wrestle with your children, and so that they get that that comfort that you can provide them,
as long as it's loving, right?
Right.
You want to instill your children with.
Yes. By contact,
loving
I don't
feeling.
Mean slapping them
right.
or hitting them.
Talk to you about that.
Loving contact. In fact, I want to find out more about why Bill thinks this way. What is it that led him to this viewpoint of thou shalt not hold hands, children? I mean, this is really
no matter what
disturbing to me. 1-855-450-FREE. Also, you want to talk about creating sexual deviancy? This is the first step. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. And go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Follow emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook. Just sent out an update this afternoon, as a matter of fact, announcing that you can now listen to a couple of different interviews. Mark, you were interviewed while I was in jail on a show down in North Carolina.
Yep.
And I was interviewed just a few days ago on a show in, Tennessee, Chattanooga. So we both went on a couple radio stations, and then there was also a Talkers magazine article about my imprisonment. So you can go and get some of those.
Talkers was very supportive, by the way.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was incredible. Publicity.freetalklive.com is where you can go to see that. But you know about these things first when you're on the news list, and you can go to news.freetalklive.com and sign up.
I think it was All Access, Dave, had an article on when you got locked up. But
I haven't seen that one.
Well, you'd have to go looking for it. Check the date, whatever that date was.
Okay.
It's the day after. I did make some phone calls the day you got locked up to make sure people knew. I knew a lot of people would be interested. Some cheering and some tears, I'm sure. Have you heard that Ron Paul is now a top-tier candidate? You probably haven't, because the mainstream media is trying to black out his campaign. On October the 19th, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big, no media outlet will be able to ignore it. Join the fight for liberty and freedom today at blackthisout.com. I'll be doing it also. It's blackthisout.com.
All right, we continue with Bill listening in Indy to WXNT. Now, Bill, you had called in. We were talking about this Xanadont play, which is being performed at a high school, or was performed at a high school in Connecticut, outraging a few intolerant folks who can't stand the idea of anything that is publicly pro-homosexual, as this particular play is. But you called and you took it to a new level of intolerance, where you're saying that not only should people not be gay in public, that they should keep that to themselves, any heterosexual couple should also not hold hands while they're at school.
No, I didn't say people. If you want to have a gay play, that's fine. I've seen those. You know, you got two guys that are 22 years old and they can do what they want. But I don't believe that young people should be allowed to do that. It's just not, especially in school. I mean,
so you're saying for entertainment or while they're walking down the halls?
Anywhere in the building. You're in a public school. I just don't believe it. That's just my opinion.
Well, so I'm curious about this one, Bill. I mean, we know that childhood has been artificially extended in modern society, that, you know, that there was not too long ago, I believe it was Romeo and Juliet was written about a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. That not too long ago, you're talking about, and what, Loretta Lynn was married, I think it was at 12 years old. In recent past, people were getting married and having sexual relations and living their lives as adults in their early to mid-teens. And now we've taken early to mid-teens and we say, you're children, you can't drive cars, you can't own businesses, you can't have a credit card, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't hold hands, yeah. And you do all these things, and don't you think that those have deleterious effects on the psychology of those people?
You are not. You're forgetting what I just said.
A seven-hour
block of time. You can do what you want after 3 o'clock. You get off the bus. You can go do what you want to do. You can get the girl pregnant if you want. That's up to you.
Just a point of clarification, Bill. You're saying it doesn't bother you if you see two kids holding hands while walking at the mall.
Fine.
But at school, you're keep saying that's a problem.
Keep it out of school.
So the
why is the school for school, right?
Then you're going to stop all that slippery slope that you guys are so famous for saying, and I agree. You know how you say, don't let them search your car because, why? We didn't argue with that. Now they're coming into your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you always say?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. that's the slippery slope, but are you saying once people hold hands at school, then they'll be having sex in the classroom while the teacher's...
I want to open my girlfriend's blouse and grab a boob. What's wrong with that? Can I do it in school? Am I allowed to do that?
Well, but my problem is with school. In fact, if this wasn't such a boring, stupid place that taught you, a bunch of useless dreck, then maybe people would be much more interested in
learning and not
be interested in grabbing boobs.
Well,
I don't think that's actually true.
Please, answer the question. When I ask the question, I answer your question. Today's world, now I have been out of school for 30 years. All I know is back in the late 70s, if I had grabbed my girlfriend's boob in school, number one, she would have slapped me, but number two, they would have come down on me pretty hard. Now,
look, I think each school can. Here's your answer.
I don't know whether it's permitted
to grab someone's breast in school.
It doesn't seem likely.
Look, here is the answer you're looking for, or at least an answer for you on this. So I think each school has within its prerogative to set rules. Obviously, it's, you know, that it's an institution that there have to be rules. And if we actually had a free marketplace in education, then there would be a variety of different sets of rules. So some schools would be more like, you know, kind of like the military style academy school, and others would be much more liberalized and allowing towards certain behavior, and then you could send your kids to whichever school you wanted. But I still want to know, why is it that this is so offensive to you? Just holding hands. I'm not talking about screwing out in the middle of the field. I mean, just holding hands while walking down the hall. What is it that's offensive about?
It's not. Technically, that's very harmless. But then the next step is kissing. Good. You can kiss in the hall. Peck on the cheek. Fine. Kiss on the lips, deep kiss, French kiss, blah, 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 blah. Hey, I want some little oral action now.
What? You've got to be kidding.
Now, wait a second. Where do you stop it? Where's the line drawn? As long as you got the line drawn, okay, we're allowed to hold hands, but nothing more, then I go with it.
Wasn't it the Supreme Court who said that they couldn't define pornography, but they know it when they see it?
Yeah, I was one some court judge.
Everybody agree on the line? We have
no, clearly not. I mean, because I think you're right. I think that there has to be a line drawn at some point on a
school. But no one can agree on it. It just has to, you know it when you see it. When the line has been crossed, you'll know, and you'll tell those kids, hey, break it up.
Okay, well, I agree. It's just like,
great.
It's okay to kill the baby at 8 months, but it's not okay at 3 months. I mean,
do you understand how dangerous, though, the idea of not allowing people to touch is?
Yeah, I get that, right?
Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you, because you want to...
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, that was good.
You want to talk about sexual deviancy. It's the repression of sexuality that leads to bizarro sexuality, because people aren't allowed to express themselves. They're not allowed to explore. They're not allowed to experiment. And so in many cases, these desires become repressed, and they aren't, you know, being expressed in a natural format over a period of time. And so therefore, before you know it, you have some real crazy stuff that is kind of manifested by these repressions. You can't even hold hands with somebody. There are some real strange things that will happen as a result of that. Some
right.
unintended consequences.
The people that have... If you want normal sexuality, you have to let people be normal in their sexuality. If you want abnormal sexuality, go ahead and force people into repression. Give them guilt. Give them repression. Tell them what they're doing is wrong. Smack their little fingers, and then they'll have nun fetishes for the rest of their
lives. Or they'll mutilate themselves or
right.
whatever.
And that is, I hope I'm not the only one who's seen some of these people who have never been given enough affection by their parents who end up nymphomaniacs or having all kinds of, those, I could call them weird fetishes because they're weird to me, but yeah, that's what happens when you repress people's sexuality. And
we, the truly normal, think your fetish is weird, too.
Yeah,
I don't know what
sure.
his fetish is. We haven't asked him about
sure.
that.
It involves gay sex. Therefore,
it's not a fetish.
Definable as weird.
Wait a minute. No.
Participated
no.
in by fewer than 10% of the population.
Derek, that's what makes something a fetish?
No. It's not popularity that makes something a fetish. Being gay isn't a fetish. That's a sexual orientation.
Fine.
Am I right about this?
I don't know how to define it. I'm not a doctor or a sociologist or anything. I just know what I like.
You got to know what you like. It's very important. Rick is with us in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hey guys, how's it going tonight?
Hey, what's
on
your mind?
Listen, I'm just cruising around doing my evening run of the news, and I happen to be on the Free Talk Live website looking at the news on the main page, and it looks like I'm reading The Onion, to tell you the truth. We got the Louisiana banning trash cash transactions. We got the felony to satirize the TSA and the FBI raiding Chuck E. Cheese. what's going on in this country right now that we're at the point where people really think that arcade tokens are counterfeit money? Have you guys read this article on the linked article here?
Yeah, I haven't read them all. No, but the fact is that it used to be. I remember Ian and I used to do this show back in 2002, 2003, 2004, and sometimes there would be a dearth of show prep. I'd be like, oh, there's nothing good, and now it's not like that at all. And you're right, this is absolutely crazy land that we're here in America, and I don't know what to say about it.
There's a quote in this article here that is just out of this world.
You want to share that with us?
Yeah, hold the line.
Yeah, stick with us if you want. We'll bring you back. You can share that outrageous quote. 1-855-453, and we'll give you the definition of fetish coming up here in a little bit as well. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.